T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Tom Bowerly and David Bellavia. It's Bowerly and Bellavia on News Radio 930 WBEN.
And this hour of Bowerly and Bellavia brought to you by Indeed. Used by over 3 million businesses for hiring, where business owners and HR professionals can post job openings with screener questions, then sort, review, and communicate with candidates from an online dashboard. Learn more at Indeed.com/hire. That's Indeed.com/hire. Bowerly and Bellavia, and we have a lot of people who want to talk about this. Maybe you'll be next on the phone at 803-0930, *930, 1-800-616-WBEN. David, why are we talking about whether cell phones ought to be allowed in school and whether school ought to have Wi-Fi?
Recently, the Batavia City Schools, they had a vote in July. It wasn't exactly a public vote. No one really talked about this. And so kids went back to school as normal after Labor Day, and nobody could use their phones. First of all, the Wi-Fi was voted to be eliminated, not only from teachers, but from also from students. And that means that you're back to your cell phone network. And if you're in a school built probably after 1962, it's more akin to a World War II bunker than it is, you know, a place for modern, you know, cell networks to get through. So kids without Wi-Fi are having a hard time calling their parents for rides. Teachers can't get text messages or emails from spouses, and they were alarmed. Well, they were told, we voted to get rid of Wi-Fi. We started asking around, and it turns out other school systems have gotten rid of Wi-Fi for students as well. And then it raised a series of questions of what happens if an emergency goes down, you need a ride home, or God forbid something more serious happens in school, as we've all seen on the news. But, you know, Tom, I know that, JetBlue has figured this out. I don't know why the schools can't figure it out. There are certain firewalls that you could set up on a network that could eliminate kids from going to YouTube or Facebook or you name it. You can keep people from going away from them. I'm sure you're going to get a Steve Jobs in eighth grade that's going to find a way to hack it. But you know what? Discipline that kid. If you're only supposed to have your cell phones during certain times in the day, I don't know, enforce it. Empower teachers to do their job. To me, this seems like a general Pinochet way of just saying it will be all or it will be nothing, and you will like it.
Well, let's take some calls, find out what our people have to say. I've got mixed emotions about it. Half of me says, well, it's a safety issue. It ought to be Wi-Fi ought to be a requirement. Then the other half of me says, wow, I can't imagine how distracting it's got to be if you're a teacher. So I'm torn. I'm still torn. Here's Jackie in Clarence on News Radio 930 WBEN. Jackie.
Tom, I'm going to make you untorn. So I have...
Just don't make me rip-torn. The guy's had a rough life.
I have two kids go to Clarence Schools, one in the middle, one in the high school. It is made extremely clear for parents, teachers, guardians, whatever, what the rules are for your phones. My son is a high schooler. He's a 10th grader. We were at open house the first day of school in Clarence. We show up for open house, and his biology teacher says, phones are fine in my class. They can actually use them for calculator purposes, timers when we're doing experiments. But I prefer you don't charge your phone in the class, because last year a girl tripped on the cord and then tried to get the school to pay for the phone, which is a little ridiculous, but it's kind of funny. If a student is caught using their phone when they are not supposed to be, it is confiscated immediately. And my kids, that is like the fear of death. And for most kids, they're not abusing it because they don't want to lose their phones.
So why would a school system feel the need to just unilaterally eliminate the Wi-Fi? And a lot of people on the text board, the Volkswagen of Orchard Park text board, 30930, they're writing in, Jackie, they're saying, hey, you know what? Just use your phone if you need to call 911. But if you don't have Wi-Fi and you're in, you know, a school, there's a good chance you won't be able to get a cell phone signal because of the way the school's constructed and whatnot.
And our Clarence Wi-Fi has a password, and the kids are told it, and so they can use it. I would be appalled if my school did not allow my kid to have their phone on them. Another really, like, not to do with safety, really, but logistics of life, is I have athletes. Lacrosse practice, instead of at 6 o'clock tonight, is now going to be at 3:35, or vice versa, or what have you. And the coaches of the teams will actually send group text to their players to let them know about changes, and then the kids' responsibility is to text their parents for their rides, et cetera. I think it gives them a little responsibility, and it's a way of life. If I told you you couldn't take your phone into the mall, you know, really, it is 2018. Should school districts have to pay for the Wi-Fi? Yes, I think they should. It's technology. We pay for everything else at the schools. I think it's valuable. And, of course, there's the safety side. Yes, if there's an emergency and I need to get a hold of my kid or they need to get a hold of me, it does give a parent a peace of mind.
Right. I agree with you 100%, Jackie. But if I don't want your kid to be on certain sites, I can block them from those certain sites.
Like you said, David, completely accurate. You are not going on to sites through the Clarence Wi-Fi system that are blocked.
Right.
It'll block you, and it'll also let the school administration know, you know, that IP address was pinged or what have you.
Right.
You know, I'm not real worried about it. And, Tom, I think if you had kids in this day and age in schools right now, you'd be totally for it. And if you're a house like we are without a landline anymore. We got rid of our landline probably 4 or 5 years ago. And then we had a middle schooler that, like, had to get on the bus by herself. And we're like, oh, my God. What if she has an emergency? We had to get her a cell phone when she was 12.
A lot of homes are like yours. Matter of fact, finding a landline, and if they kick Spectrum out of New York, there won't be any landlines anywhere because, you know, what are you going to do? Everyone has a cell phone. If there's an emergency or, God forbid, you need a ride, you don't want your kid out in the snow waiting for mom and dad. If you need to contact someone, that's what a phone's for.
Sure. And just real quick, Mr. Neubauer gave you a shout-out last year in the ninth grade open house as he was my son's Global One teacher. So I always remember that, and I just wanted to give you the shout-out as well. You guys have a great day.
Wait, who are you shouting out?
Mr. Neubauer gave me a shout?
Yes.
Yes, Mr. Neubauer. Grew up with him. He's a good guy.
Oh, there
yeah,
you go.
Yeah, longtime friend.
Have a great day.
I was feeling neglected.
Yeah, no, we worked at a pizza shop a long time ago.
Awesome. Yeah, 803-09. Why don't you bring some in once? 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Probably because we wouldn't end up getting a slice.
Well, that'll happen as well. No Wi-Fi, no pizza.
No Wi-Fi, no pizza, no soup for you. Here's... well, it says on my screen, Christ in North Buffalo. I'm pretty sure that Christ is not calling into the program. So is it Christian, Christopher? What is it? All I see is Christ.
Christina.
Christina in North Buffalo. You're on WBEN.
Well, I'm not in North Buffalo. I'm in my car on my cell phone, but surprised I was referred to as Christ. I'm actually calling, gentlemen.
We don't have a very good call screening program.
I guess not.
Our next caller is Moses, so that just kind of shows you.
I'm a mother of three children. I have two young men in high school and a daughter in eighth grade, and I am also a high school teacher at a local area high school. If I had to go one way, I would say that I really wish there was no Wi-Fi access in the high school. It would be wonderful if there was a way that we could perhaps turn the Wi-Fi on for student access after dismissal or before the morning bell, but that seems impossible. The amount of distraction that phones bring into my classroom on a daily basis is unbelievable.
Oh, talk to us about it. Well, first of all, when did this start to be a problem, Christina?
Well, I've been working at the high school now for 3 years. I've been teaching for 17 years, but at our high school, phones are part of the culture. Students have their phones with them. They are allowed to use their phones in the hallway. They are allowed to wear one earbud in the hallway when they are traveling from class to class. And they are absolutely 100% addicted to their phones. As a result, they are coming in late. They are coming in with their music on. Very, very infrequently are they respectful enough to just take their earbud or their earbuds out when they walk in. So immediately when they walk in the door, and I shouldn't say all children because there are very respectful children, but immediately for several, when they come in the door, you're automatically having a power struggle with the student. Rather than a student coming in and saying, hey, how are you? You know, having some pleasantries. The first thing that we end up saying to our students is, take out your earbuds, put away your phones. And they're not doing it automatically. So many times we get the, oh, wait a minute, I just have to send this text. Oh, wait a minute, I just have to check my messages. Oh, wait a minute, it is nonstop. So,
You know, if it makes you feel any better, I referenced the show Live PD last hour, and I seem to reference it pretty much every day because it is, I think, the best show that's on TV right now. But you would be stunned, or maybe not, at the number of cops who'll be talking to a suspect, and the suspect is on the cell phone, and the cop is like, sir, I need to speak with you. No, just 1 minute. No, sir, I have to speak with you right now. Just a minute. And they just refuse to put their cell phones down. Talk about addiction.
Right, and that is what's happening.
And stupidity.
That's what's happening to us every day. So if we have a 40-minute class period, you know, if every single day we're losing 2, 3, 4 minutes just to handle cell phone nonsense, over time that really adds up.
Has anybody suggested that the cell phone policy be changed at your school?
Well, I have. But, you know, it's very difficult in certain schools that are very large. It's very difficult to police.
And so let me just read between the lines, because I don't want you to out where you work, because I think we've talked on the phone before during the radio show.
Oh, I call every now and then.
Yeah. Okay. So I know where you're coming from. Here's what we're saying between the lines. There is a discipline problem in schools, and teachers are not equipped or given the power to enforce these rules without, you know, having some issue with the student population.
Well, because
I'm telling you right now, there's no stinking way if this was a job and I'm telling you not to have your phone out and your phone's out, I'm going to put you on the street.
Christina is with us. She is a teacher. We're asking whether Wi-Fi should be available for students and cell phone policies in schools. I want to hear from teachers, want to hear from professors, want to hear from students. And I'm torn on this whole issue because on the one hand, I see it as a safety thing. But on the other hand, we're talking with Christina, who has to spend 2 to 3 minutes a day just getting her kids to comply with the cell phone policy.
And before we went to break, you know, what I was asking Christina was, do you have the power, does the administration give you the authority and the power to discipline kids that aren't following these instructions? Or is this one of those things where the school is so large, discipline is a problem in general, and cell phones are just being abused because, quite frankly, discipline is being abused?
I will say this. I think there are discipline problems in all schools right now. And I will also say that administration 100% supports us in our efforts to enforce a discipline policy. The however is, administration has their hands tied as well, because there are a lot of parents, and with all due respect to Jackie, who just called in, who absolutely would not get on board with us taking a cell phone away. We also have students who could potentially get violent if you try to take their cell phone away. So it becomes a judgment call on the teacher's part. How far am I going to push this? If I'm going to take this kid's phone away, is this going to cause a larger disruption than just to let the kid have it and try to teach to the, you know, kids who are listening and wanting to pay attention? So, you know, in regards to the safety, I have to say this. Like I said, I have two kids in high school, one in eighth grade. If there is an emergency, I know how to get a hold of them. If any parent out there doesn't know their children's high school or elementary school or middle school and the number, then there's something wrong with that parent. So God forbid there's something that happens in my family and I need to get in touch with my kids, I will call their school and I trust that the school will find them and handle the situation. God forbid there were ever an active shooter in my children's school building. The last thing that I would want or in my building is, you know, 1,000 kids trying to text their parents all at the same time.
Yeah, but when you're put outside of the school in an active shooting, you could have theoretically 2,000 kids in a parking lot. They're not going to have access. You know, AT&T is not going to roll up and hand out, you know, phone cards. Those kids want to.
No, but schools do have, we do have text, like blast alerts to parents who get messages.
Right.
And you know, you don't want to send out false information either. That could cause a lot of problems. So,
Christina, just a quick question for you. As a teacher, do you feel that the administration will support you when you need to discipline certain students who refuse to put their cell phones down, or are you basically a prisoner of administration that doesn't care and won't have your back?
No. Administration does care, and they do see the issue. The issue is truly that we are so outnumbered. And, you know, they absolutely, they want our students to rise to high standards and support that. But it becomes, you know, when you have 3-4 administrators in a building and you have 1,700 students, it becomes very, very difficult to enforce effectively.
Christina, we have to break. We have to go. We got to get to some other folks. We're glad you called. Stay safe, and thanks for doing what you do.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Christina, calling us on News Radio 930 WBEN. It is Bowerly and Bellavia. Welcome to the show. Don't go anywhere. We're going to continue this.
You used to call me on my cell phone late night when you need my love.
Oh, I see where that was going. Who makes phone calls on cell phones? We only use them to text. Seriously? You know, that's another angle to this whole thing, David. You text more than you talk, do you not? I hate talking on the phone. I hate it.
Right. But the thing with the kids, though, is that there are many, many situations that adults aren't in, that kids are in, where, you know, we just don't want to leave kids unattended. And no offense to the school district, but, you know, technology exists where you can keep people off sites. You don't want, I mean, go on an airplane. And if you've got a kid that's hacking things, well, that's the 0.1% that we're not worried about. But this all comes down to discipline. It all comes down to empowering teachers to follow rules. I'm not a big fan of passing secret little, you know, we're going to take away the Wi-Fi. We're not going to tell teachers. We're not going to tell parents.
That's what they did in Batavia. That's
why
we're talking about
Batavia.
This.
It was horribly handled. And, you know, again, we need a little PR lesson. If you're a PR professional, we need to get down to the Batavia City Schools and help those guys out. But that's neither here nor there. What we're talking about is Wi-Fi. Is it a policy? We've heard Canisius High School, no Wi-Fi for the students, but the teachers have Wi-Fi. I think it's absurd to take it away from everyone. I also think that there are going to be circumstances where a kid is going to have to need, in the old days, you gave him a quarter and he found a phone and he made a phone call and everything was great. Today, who knows what could happen? There's a lot of horrible things out there. And I don't care too much for the recording devices or the camera, you know, the earbuds and listening to music. It's about, can you make a call when you need it? And do you have access to your phone when you're supposed to have access to your phone?
Let's get back to the calls on WBEN. Schools, should they provide Wi-Fi, cell phones in schools? And honestly, guys, I'm still of mixed opinion, so you're going to have to convince me today one way or the other if you're so inclined. Here's Stephen in Lancaster on WBEN. Stephen, welcome to Bowerly and Bellavia.
Hello, thank you. I just wanted to correct something that David said earlier. In the workplace, the number one growing safety concern is injuries that are caused by distracted working. Two instances I can give you. Number one, people walking down the aisle making phone calls and getting hit by trucks
Well, Stephen, though, it really depends on where you work. If I got someone on a cell phone, we have policies. It's in the handbook. You don't have it on the premises. You don't have it on the floor. And if you do, you're fired.
Yep, and that's easy to say, but it doesn't happen.
No, it really does. We fire people all the time that have their cell phones out on the workplace. If you're around machinery or anything else, bring the union, pack your lunch. You're losing your job. People are going to get hurt because you're on your cell phone.
Sorry. There are people because they're facing the machine, they'll run the earbud up through their shirt into their ear.
Okay. You. All right. Well, that's horrible. That shouldn't happen, and I agree that that's a bad thing. But if you have a policy at a workplace that you can't do something and you do it, you lose your job. And if at a school, if there's a policy that you're not supposed to do something, the kids should be disciplined. You should take it away from them. That's all I'm saying.
I understand what you're saying, but you have to realize in the real world what you're saying doesn't happen.
It does happen, Stephen. I happen to work at a place where we enforce this all the time. So, and if you're getting away... All right, please.
Doesn't happen.
Tom,
so your
please.
Your experience is good.
All right, my experience is great. My life doesn't exist. You're right. None of this is real. I can't deal with this. I got 8 hours to go on this radio station. I am not going to deal with a person telling me that I don't enforce the rules that I enforce. Yes, I do. Stephen, come work for me. Use your cell phone. I'll fire you tomorrow.
He would fire me.
I don't mess around. They're rules. We have rules. You follow them. You want to break the rules. That's great. I don't care who your lawyer is. You sign a handbook. If you are on a floor in a manufacturing facility and you got people driving around on little trucks and doing things and delivering heavy and you're on your cell phone, you are going to get someone hurt. It's going to cost us money. It's going to cost someone an injury. It's not worth it. You will be fired. That's what the real world is. Work on an airport, guide a 747 in, and be on a cell phone and see what happens.
Ooh. Wasn't there a Billy Bob Thornton movie about that?
Pushing Tin?
Yeah, a different one. So anyway, when David said he's got like a million hours more to go today, that is because David Bellavia and Michael Caputo are anchoring our primary election coverage. Tim Wenger and the WBEN news team will be out in force. That's starting at 9 o'clock tonight right here on News Radio 930 WBEN. You'll definitely want to be listening. Now, let's go to Jen in Hamburg. Jen, Wi-Fi and cell phones in schools. What should I believe? Because I don't know.
Well, I'm not really sure what to believe, which is right, because everybody has a valid opinion. And I might be off a little topic because what I have to say doesn't have to do with Wi-Fi. I was just thinking hypothetical because everything's changed nowadays with everybody having a cell phone and in school with our kids. Maybe they should have a grade for it, like being prepared or tardiness, where if a child is misusing their phone, add it to their grade. If every time they're on the phone, the teacher marks it on their grade and it lowers their grade because they're not following the rules, maybe they'll pay more attention to the rules then because it's not affecting them.
No, I think it's going to work differently for the different schools you're in. I mean, obviously, we heard from a teacher that is in a large school, and it appears that there are going to be some kids that won't care about the grade. They won't care about whatever. I totally hear where you're coming from. I'm just saying that do you consider Wi-Fi to be something that's critical to your everyday life? And are we going to get to the point where the internet is something that's like life, liberty, and the pursuit of Wi-Fi?
The pursuit of Google and X hamster.
Well, it's over. To me, it's entirely overrated, but that's the way life is nowadays. I mean, everybody's got a cell phone. I mean, back in the day, we didn't need it that way. But the way life is, it changes. Everything changes, and we have to adapt to the change, I guess.
Do you think it'll come a time where you get arrested and the first thing you'll have is the right to your cell phone instead of a call? Like they give you, you know what I mean? Like you go to jail and they're like, here's your iPhone.
Don't laugh, but one of the big problems that cops and others are having is nobody knows anybody's phone number anymore because we're all used to hitting buttons on our cell phones.
That's true. I'm guilty with that one because when it comes to my son, I mean, yeah, I just plug his name in and it goes right to him.
But yeah, I never thought of that. That's a really good point.
Like, I know my daughter's cell phone number because she's had the same number since she was 10 years old. Yes, I got my 10-year-old daughter a cell phone because she had just been diagnosed with diabetes, and I felt it was very important that she have a means of communicating not only with mom and dad, but also with any emergency service she might need. So I never have regretted that for a single day.
Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I do know my son's number, but before that happened, I didn't. But cell phones is like a necessary evil. Like, we really don't need them, but we feel like we do for some reason. But as far as having them in the schools, I really think that if they put a column in there for grades, you know, grading them, and it takes away 10 points off of something, you know, it has to hit them where it counts, like it in the home base kind of thing. And parents will pay more attention to it, too. Where your grade's down because you were on your cell phone how many days or misused it. There
right.
Was the rule.
Yeah, who knows? That's a good idea. I think that the best thing to do, though, is to, first of all, we administrators have to stop acting like the Wi-Fi cost is what is killing our budgets at schools. I mean, number one, if you were to ask, well, we couldn't hire a resource officer because you wanted to have a router. You know, I mean, hold on here for a second. We're talking about something that's literally $300 to get 10,000 square feet to get a router on a Wi-Fi system. She's getting hit by a car.
I know. Jen, are you okay?
I'm sorry.
Sounded like a train just hit you.
I was going to say, were you on your cell phone, Jen?
I am on my cell phone.
Yeah, no, it sounded like you got hit by something.
Jen, is that all you wanted to say?
Yes.
Yeah, we got to stop using the excuse that it's a tax, you know, the taxpayer and the tax base can't afford Wi-Fi. That's ridiculous.
803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN. Had a lot of women today. Let's get back to the dudes. Here's Carl in Buffalo on WBEN. Wi-Fi in the schools, cell phones in the schools, whole new school year. The kids in Batavia found out they can't make calls or get texts anymore. Problem is, so did the teachers. You're on, Carl. Welcome.
Well, you know, you did say something about believe in what? Well, believe that the student needs an education, okay, and not this trash trinket that we keep shoving down their throat.
Example?
I didn't take. Yeah, right.
No. I like what do you mean when you say a trash trinket? I wasn't quite sure.
This is a trash trinket. This is a just an item, another distraction.
A cell phone.
Human life.
A cell phone.
Cell phone.
Okay.
Cell phone is a distraction because we have laws that keep you from driving and texting and driving and talking on the cell phone. So why can't we have some sort of rules set up in the school system? I didn't drag my phone back in 1984 all the way to school, okay, with the extension cord and the expectation to use my phone in there. I mean, just being stupid. But
that's pretty
no,
funny.
You're not. That's pretty funny.
That's pretty funny.
But so you understand what I'm saying.
As if like you had like a rotary phone at your desk at all times?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I still got it. I still got a few of those, too. As a matter of fact, I'll tell you something. When we keep entertaining electronics and technology to these kids, we're distracting them from the basis of what they're supposed to be doing in life, and that is learning. Okay.
No, listen, Carl, you're 100% correct, and I'm not going to take – you're 5 feet above this entire conversation, but you're right. And there's an expectation that we need to be connected in 2018 that you and I didn't have when we were younger. We had no expectation that when news hit, Carl and David had to be the first ones to find out. We found out at 6:30 and 6 o'clock like everyone else.
When I was in the service – every time we had to turn our cell phones in, especially when I was up in Germany, my God, we were not allowed to have those cell phones anywhere in compounds, in the skiffs, anywhere. Okay, and you know what I'm talking about, David. So
Carl, we have our own rules here, and we have to take a break right now, so stay with us on News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia. More with Carl and others just ahead.
Hey, start your engines and keep them going with two 10-lap go-kart races at Grand Island Fun Center for just $10. A $20 value for just $10. You really can't beat that. That's what happens when you go to MyBuffaloPerks.com. It's the deal of the day from My Buffalo Perks. Details at MyBuffaloPerks.com. We're talking about Wi-Fi usage in school. There was a situation in Batavia where teachers and parents found out in real time that nobody has access to Wi-Fi because they shut it off. And that's why we're going.
We'll have traffic coming up in just 1 minute on News Radio 930 WB. Oh, we're going to go do traffic right now.
Yeah,
I'm sorry. Right. Very confusing.
But my point is, we are going to be talking about that at 803-0930, star 930, 1-800-616-WBEN.
Sorry, we got what you don't see out. What you don't see out there in radio land is the number of waves, nods, winks, and nudges we give each other to say, hey, here's what you're doing now. And that's what happens behind the scenes, nonverbal communication. I'm going to give Phil a nonverbal communication right now. Here you go, Phil. That's nonverbal. Did you enjoy that? Phil just gave me a nonverbal communication, too, which may turn into verbal, hopefully on the air. Just kidding. We love Phil Kennedy and Sean Murphy behind the glass. If it wasn't for those guys, the show would really suck. Let's get back to Carl in Buffalo talking about Wi-Fi, phones, schools, and the rules.
Yeah, you know, getting back to this whole thing, you know, there was once a time when our students or our children were important in the education system. And now all of a sudden, you know, with all this new technology that we're having and that we're introducing them to, it's not beneficial to them. And it's not. It's a total distraction, okay? I mean, I don't understand why we have to take this liberal stand and go, okay, let's give the child another means of not paying attention today. You know, and we're wondering why, as a country, we're failing. Okay, in the education department, is because we're not standing up to what is right, and that is teaching the kids the basic fundamentals of life and learning. And unfortunately, every time again a new piece of technology comes into play, these kids.
Carl, I can't argue with anything you're saying, but I do find it interesting that. This is only since 2007. You realize? I mean, there's been no time in our life that we've had something for literally 11 years that we've completely decided to rewrite the Constitution over it. I mean, when the automobile came out 11 years later, people weren't saying you have a right to not pay tolls. You have a right to turn left without.
Russ Thompson did.
That's right.
And so did Carl Paladino. The two of them, they got rid of the one toll on the Niagara section.
From what Carl's saying is so spot on, because there has never been an invention that has literally just, it's taken over the entire society.
Thank you very much, Carl. Let's go to John in Buffalo on WBEN. John, briefly, go ahead.
Yes, I actually agree quite a bit with Carl. The only thing I guess I want to add to any of it is a caller earlier said something about the school should pay for Wi-Fi. I don't believe in my taxes paying for someone's Wi-Fi. I have a cell phone. I have a service. I don't do Wi-Fi, but yet I can be in a school and I could use my cell phone to make calls and to text, and that's all I need to do. So this whole thing about, oh, it's for emergencies and this and that.
Yeah, but the problem, John, is that...
Pay for your own cell phone service.
No, you're absolutely right. You're 100% right. When you're talking big government and paying for it, I'm 100% with you. But in these schools, because of just the way they're constructed, there's a very difficult... There's some areas that are completely shut off in the basement and the gymnasium. It's like a hospital. And so Wi-Fi tends to be the only way that they can make those calls and communicate.
And, of course, you know, let's not forget many years ago, back in the 1950s, and we still have survivors of it who are alive, and some of them might be listening to the program right now. Horrible fire at a wooden annex building at Cleve Hill in the Cleve Hill District, and a whole bunch of people died in that horrific blaze, and that was a story that happened right here in Western New York and Cheektowaga specifically. 5:55 at News Radio 930 WBEN, Bowerly and Bellavia.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.